Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As millions of people across the United States continue to weather a deadly winter storm without power, forecasters predict ice and low temperatures could be ahead for some of the worst hit states. Texas, Oklahoma, Mississippi, and Kentucky are already facing hazardous roads, power outages, and water shutoffs from the winter storms, and more is forecast on the way. The weather has led to at least 26 deaths. More than 3 million homes in Texas were without power as of Tuesday evening. State Senator Melissa Melendez, the Republican from Lake Elsinore, California, has introduced two legislative proposals that are designed to counter cancel culture. Under Melendez's bill, political affiliation would be considered a protected class, as is race, gender, or sexual orientation. Melendez says cancel culture and the efforts to silence differing opinions and voices should be a growing concern for all of us. End quote. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The coronavirus levels in America is dropping. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
Health officials say the dramatic drop in coronavirus cases, hospitalizations, and deaths is because of social distancing measures and more vaccines. Dr. Ajish Jha is the dean of Brown University School of Public Health. He tells NBC's Today Show we need to keep our guard up for just a little bit longer.
We're just about to enter a really big storm. We will get through that storm, and by the later spring, I think things will be much, much easier to open. I'm just asking people to hold on a little bit longer.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The EPA has a list of disinfectants for use against COVID-19. Look for products with active ingredients such as ethanol, hydrogen peroxide, or quaternary ammonium. NASCAR has a road course race this weekend. The O'Reilly Auto Parts 253 at Daytona is Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox and MRN. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Impeachment proceedings against House Speaker Nancy Pelosi could be in the works. Reports are stating Ms. Pelosi was warned of possible violence at the Capitol last month and refused to shore up security. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says she will try to establish a 9/11-style commission to investigate the riots at the Capitol on January 6th. But Republican lawmakers have asked the Speaker for details about what she knew about security threats before that day. Representative Mike Turner says that Capitol Police presented the House's sergeant-at-arms with evidence that there could be violence. The Ohio Republican tells Newsmax TV that Pelosi needs to address what happened with that intelligence.
That he had informed the sergeant-at-arms, and the sergeant-at-arms had declined that additional support. Now, everyone assumes, and the understanding is, the sergeant-at-arms reports directly to the Speaker of the House. He would certainly have gone to her and to her office and requested, and given them the information, and requested guidance before he would have rejected that additional protection. So this is going to be pretty important, because if it turns out that Nancy Pelosi turned down additional protection for the Capitol, she may have, in the end, brought forth articles of impeachment because she turned down appropriate protection for the Capitol.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
President Biden on Tuesday said that the COVID-19 vaccine will be available to every American who wants it by the end of July, and that we'll have over 600 million doses ready to go. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, we're back with you, starting hour number two, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Jim Dennison is going to be with us, the co-founder and visionary of the Dennison Forum, pastor, author, and podcaster. And he asks a very important question, and it's one that evangelicals themselves are asking. Okay, well, what does it look like in today's postmodern American society for evangelicals, especially when the Democrats now and the cancel culture is being quite bold in saying, look, at we want evangelicals to be re-educated and retrained because they're not accepting the new narrative here, Dr. Jim.
Good to see you today, Bill. You're always right. That's exactly our future.
Yes. Yeah, and it's a scary thought because, look at, even our founding fathers said our U.S. Constitution, oh yes, that document that was, you know, referred to so often in this recent impeachment trial, you know, that we had to save the Constitution. It was so important, but yet it's tossed around like some sort of, you know, convenient piece of paper as opposed to the heart and soul of this country that our founding father said that without morality, it cannot stand.
That's so true, Bill, and this affects all of us. One of the things I wish more people understood was that this conversation isn't just about evangelicals. Mm-hmm. It's not just about people who believe what the Bible says about LGBTQ behavior. It's for all of us. If we decide that truth is what I say it is and I get to impose my beliefs on you, then the day comes when that turns around on the other side. What about atheists? What about agnostics? What about Muslims? What about Catholics? What about those whose positions are no longer in the majority position? One of the things, as you know, our founders so believed in was the rights of the minority. That's why the Bill of Rights exists, is to protect minorities relative to the majority. That's why we're a republic and not just a democracy. And that kind of fight for religious liberty is essential for us all.
Yeah, without it, Jim, where would we be? I mean, where would America be? The Pilgrims fervently prayed to God for an opportunity to have a place where they could honor God freely without restriction by an outside force in government. And here it is. The American dream was born. They made a covenant with God. God honored that promise and that prayer to the Pilgrims. And we've got people all over the world coming to America for the same reasons, in a sense, that the Pilgrims wanted. They wanted the freedom to practice their faith without restriction and influence by a government. And now what do we have? We have the exact antithesis walking in and wanting to throw out the very thing, the very backbone and heart of our American society.
I've been privileged to go to Cuba 10 times over the years. And one of the things I can tell you that my Cuban friends so admire about the United States is the very position that you're describing right now. They can't imagine living in a country where they would be free to express their faith as they wish, to be people of all creeds and none, to believe in the separation of church and state, but not faith and state, and to live in a country where they would be free to worship. I've met with underground church pastors in Beijing, in China, and they couldn't imagine that kind of liberty at all. We're giving away something. We're letting something go that is precious, that is central, that is foundational to the American experiment. And that's why I'm so glad you and others are speaking up.
Well, Jim, the thing is that when you pause and really do an honest investigation of the greatness of America, boy, I'll tell you, at the root of just about every greatness that America has achieved or realized has been our faith in God. And God has honored and gifted us with the creativity and the ability to realize the things. I mean, you think here is a ragtag army that upends the number one military force on the planet of its day. And here we create this great American experiment. And even, you know, all the way down, you just count them, you know, Jefferson, Madison, George Washington, all credited the hand of divine providence.
They all did. In fact, Washington said in his farewell address in 1789 that the democracy depends upon religion and on morality, and morality depends upon religion. He said these are indispensable facts and indispensable supports, and without them, democracy, as they understood it, would be impossible. John Adams said our Constitution was made for a moral and religious people and is wholly unsuited to the governance of any other. Participatory democracy depends upon a participatory morality, a consensual morality. Without that, Bill, we can't have speed limit laws. We can't have the basic laws that allow us to drive on the streets. We can't live together in democracy unless there is this consensual morality. That's why that's the first freedom. That's why it's the first of the Bill of Rights that is so essential to our democratic experiment. It was G.K. Chesterton that said that America is the only nation founded on a creed. All men are created equal. That idea that we are created equal is the essential foundation of our democracy and of our way of life.
If we're equal, then we can trust one another, right?
Exactly.
And if we're unequal, the one who feels less than is going to fight and create untrustworthy type situations and crises. And we have gone through this experiment. As I say to my children, you've heard me say before, it is experience that defines preference. Boy, 250, almost 50 years of experience. Boy, I think we have a pretty good handle on preference outside of the political forces that are doing everything they can to compel their will upon we the people.
They've decided that there is a sense of reality and of morality that they themselves alone understand and that they have to impose on the rest of us for our sake. Mm-hmm. And then when they see us as disagreeing, they decide that we just simply don't know what they do. They see us as bigoted and prejudiced, as though we were racist because we're defending biblical morality. And there really is this growing sense right now. I know people may think that we're exaggerating or that we're crying wolf, but there really is a sense in the elite academies of the country, on both coasts especially, this growing sense that what we have defended for the history of this country is now outdated and irrelevant, that this nation was founded on slavery rather than freedom, that the founding fathers themselves were not to be trusted, that they were demagogues, and they have to rewrite American history in order to advance one specific agenda that is in every way in conflict with the reason the country was itself established.
Exactly. Well, look what's going on in California, to your point. You've got all these schools, they're taking out George Washington, Jefferson, because they had an association with slave ownership. And I think there's like some 40 schools that are being renamed, and they're saying this has to be done right away. We don't even have schools open yet, but we're going to change the names of schools there in San Francisco. This is how upside down this has become, to your point, Jim.
and were there even Abraham Lincoln is being canceled. And you, yes. The great emancipator, spending $400,000 to do that, Bill. Strange days.
Right, right. Here it is, the great emancipator who gave his very life for the sake of freedom for all. And we're going to take his name off of buildings, right? This is rich with irony, ladies and gentlemen. But this is what happens when you just ignore things and you think that somehow some prevailing intelligence and common sense will reign. Well, look, if we don't take a stand and push back, it's going to get crazier yet. So stay tuned for more details. We got more from Dr. Dennison. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on the various radio shows that I'm on, asked for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Hey, we the people are rather cold these days. Let me tell you, a good portion of our country. In fact, we're talking with Dr. Jim Dennison, who's in Dallas, Texas. 17 layers of clothing right now?
Or it feels just that feels that way.
It feels that way. I've got four on right now and looking for my fifth. Yeah.
Oh,
we had 3 hours of electricity yesterday. It's a little chilly.
I bet. I bet. And Jim, the disaster there, what we got, 17, 18 people have passed away there in Texas?
So far. Yeah, so far.
That's heartbreaking.
My grandmother and three grandchildren died in Houston when their house caught fire because of what they were doing to try to heat it.
Exactly.
It really has been unprecedented. I know people here in Texas without water. They're melting snow in order to try to have water.
Mm.
So as hard as it is in my house with rolling blackouts and that sort of thing, it could obviously be worse and is worse around the state. Millions of people without power.
Now, you say the controlling agency for power in Texas, because mm-hmm. Texas is on its own grid. No, by the way, let me tell you, here, you know, a mission control for this broadcast is out of Minneapolis. And our operation was affected on Monday, and we were shut down. And I didn't realize that our tentacles went to Houston. And, you know, so it took out the internet and, you know, pretty well took us out for the day.
That's been happening all over because we're so interconnected now. As you say, we're on our own grid here in Texas, but we depend relative to internet services, that sort of thing, on server farms that are other places as well. And so it does show us the degree to which we depend upon each other or the degree to which we can harm each other, depending
exactly.
on what's happening here relative to there.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about a couple of other items that you have at your site. And that, first of all, Tim Keller. Tim Keller has been a guest on the show many times, and we know that he's been dealing with cancer. Can you give us an update on that?
You bet. Pancreatic cancer. So far, good news. He just recently reported that the chemotherapy treatment seemed to be working, and he even more credits the prayers of God's people. They're saying that the tumors are reducing in size
wow.
and number. Still has cancer, but he's getting better. And as you know, with pancreatic cancer, that kind of news is remarkable and is wonderful news indeed.
Well, look at what happened. I mean, we just lost a big star in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, here recently, pancreatic cancer. The reason I'm back behind the microphone, I mentioned to you, he was the founding father of Christian Talk Radio in Los Angeles. Rich Buehler died of mm-hmm. pancreatic cancer, and that was the reason. While he was, you know, going through some treatment, his wife called me and said, "Bill, could you sit in for Rich?" You know, and we don't know how long it's going to be. It was 8 months of treatment, but eventually he ended up succumbing. And people would ask me, and I said, "Well, my takeaway out of all this is God says when we're coming and when we're leaving, not a day before and not a day later."
That's exactly right. We live every day ready for it to be that day.
Yeah.
All of us are going to die of something unless the Lord returns first, and we only have today to be ready. I had a college professor who said, "I can't tell you when the Lord's going to come back, but I can tell you we're one day closer than we've ever been."
Amen. Amen. Well, and you consider the signs of the time, and I think you and I talked about this with Billy Graham. Billy Graham never talked about about much about the Book of Revelation, because for him it was always about the gospel message. And I had a chance to serve in their ministry in the mid '80s, and it was such a joy and so precious. But I could see that Dr. Graham was focused on his mission, his promise he made to God, and that was totally about evangelism. So very rarely did he ever remark on much of the prophetic. But in his final days, he did admit, he said, "Indeed, these are the last of the last days." He could see the signs clearly.
I remember he and his wife would say that if God doesn't judge America, he owes Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oh, probably. Yeah. Absolutely. And no doubt.
It was happening in the culture, Bill. Obviously, clearly the trajectory, the moral trajectory, should call Christians to repentance personally for our own sin, and then mm-hmm. the confessional public demonstration of the faith that we have in Jesus with urgency, because
yes.
we only have today.
Exactly. And I say, and I agree with you, with urgency. You know, people are freaking out right now with what's happening regarding the abortion issue, just case in point. Some of this is happening in such an organic matter that Planned Parenthood and other forces cannot control it, because you've got too many people that have been involved with abortion, some directly, some indirectly, and they have seen the results, the fruit of abortion. It is not about life. It's only about death and the pain, particularly that women and now an increasing number of men are holding to till the day they die, and realizing that a child that should have been is not and will never be because of their decision.
And they are the strongest advocates, as you say, for life, because they themselves have seen, personally have paid the price and know what this is. And they understand the lie of the abortion industry. They understand the lie that this is not a life, that this isn't a human life. They're going to live the rest of their lives, as you say, with this burden. And they want others not to have to do this, which is why they're such strong evangelists for life. We need to be the same evangelists for life and for eternal life, because each of us that know Christ have been saved from hell for heaven. And now we want to give that gift to everyone we can.
Right. And also to understand that whether it's abortion, pornography, whatever sin that you want to see written in the sands by the finger of Jesus Christ himself, we're all guilty. We've all fallen short. But, you know, when you think, and I've been thinking about this as we head into the Lenten season, Jim, is that, boy, I'll tell you, what a gift God gave us in Jesus to redeem us. Here we are, so unworthy. We didn't deserve this. And Jesus said, nonetheless, you know, I've come to you to save you, that you might realize what the Father had always planned for us. You know, great plans, you know, not to harm us, only to do us good, so that we would have a future and a hope, right?
And that's the gratitude we have for grace that should inspire us. Not so God will love us, but because he loves us.
Yes.
Not so he will bless us, but because he's blessed us. Real quickly, Bill, when I take people to Israel, we always go to the Garden of Gethsemane. And we talk about Jesus' decision there, not my will, but thine be done. And then I turn it the other way around and I say, it wasn't just Jesus' decision, it was the Father's decision to allow his Son to be crucified that we might live. And then I say to the people there, the next time you wonder if God loves you, come back to Gethsemane. Understand that God loves you so much he chose his son's death that you might have eternal life. I promise you, Bill, I could never give up one of my sons for somebody else. I could never do it. Could never imagine it. And to imagine the Father choosing to watch the son suffer in Gethsemane and die on Calvary, that I could be saved, is the message of grace that now I'm privileged to share with the world.
To watch your son be abused at the hands of the worst of humanity. I mean, you know, Roman torture, you know, the lack of love for Jesus, who came in amongst them and healed the blind, and, you know, those that were ailing, they thronged to him. And here we are, you know, and even in that final week, he comes into Jerusalem on a donkey and they're praising him. And within a week, he's gone at their very hands. It's amazing.
They shouted hallelujah and hosanna, then they shouted crucify. If you understand crucifixion, you know it's the worst form of tortured death ever devised. It's outlawed in nearly every nation on earth. That's how Jesus died. Not just death by stoning or beheading, as would be a Roman citizen, but by the worst form of tortured death ever devised. And he chose that for me and for you. Someone said that they asked Jesus, how much do you love me? And Jesus stretched his hands out and said, this much, and died.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's the message of the cross for us.
Amen. Amen. Jim, one final story I wanted to address here, and that has to do with the Ravi Zacharias scandal. And you say there are three steps that every Christian must take now.
The first step is to grieve for the victims. We need to understand that these innocent victims of this tragedy deserve our prayers, our support, our encouragement, and our love. Second, we must expect private sin to become public sin. I would imagine Ravi Zacharias never imagined this would be the scandal that it is now. Satan loves to turn private sin into public, loves to let you climb high enough up on the ladder that when you fall, it hurts everybody below you. So third, repent now. Whatever sin is in your heart, make it right with God today.
Well, and here it is. Ravi's not here to defend himself. Not that it's defensible, but, you know, it'd be a different story if he was still alive. And I'm not talking about a cover-up. I'm just talking about the reality of having that, you know, we've all made mistakes. But we want that mistake to be redeemed, at least have an opportunity to learn from it and do better and have it be a part of his legacy. So I appreciate what you're saying here, because in a sense, you're bringing some, you know, some proper perspective and hope for all the good things, too, that Zacharias has done in his ministry. And we'll leave it there.
Absolutely.
Dr. Jim Dennison, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As millions of people across the United States continue to weather a deadly winter storm without power, forecasters predict ice and low temperatures could be ahead for some in the worst hit states. Texas, Oklahoma, Mississippi, and Kentucky are already facing hazardous roads, power outages, and water shutoffs from the winter storms, and more is forecast on the way. The weather has led to at least 26 deaths. More than 3 million homes in Texas were without power as of Tuesday evening. State Senator Melissa Melendez, the Republican from Lake Elsinore, California, has introduced 2 legislative proposals that are designed to counter cancel culture. Under Melendez's bill, political affiliation would be considered a protected class, as is race, gender, or sexual orientation. Melendez says cancel culture and the efforts to silence differing opinions and voices should be a growing concern for all of us. End quote. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. And we've got the global lead for IBM Consumer Center of Competency, Carl Heller. We're going to be talking about the future of retail, how technology is improving e-commerce and in-store experiences in this coming year. Carl, welcome to the show.
Bill, happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, a lot has been changing. I mean, COVID, no doubt, has been an exposing agent because it's challenged all of us, and we've got to make some adjustments, and retail is finding that they may be just a little bit behind the curve here, so they've got to move quick to catch up, don't they?
Yeah, they do, and actually, that's one of the things. I'm not sure about what you saw in the stores and retailers that you shop, but I've been super amazed at how retailers pivoted and launched new things quickly last, March, April, May, when the pandemic first hit. One of the things we like to look at is, what the pace of change was. And we found that, especially when it comes to online shopping, we experienced about 5 years worth of change in the span of about 5 weeks last April. And everyone really has had to move quickly. And what we're seeing now this year is they're kind of going back and, rebuilding some of those foundational pieces so the stuff they put in place right away lasts, lasts for the long haul.
Exactly. Well, you know, this is why we love the free market system, is that it can respond and is proven time and again to respond to, you know, different situations because retailers are always looking for opportunity. They want to go where the market is moving. They got to be ahead of it, don't they?
Yeah, it's true. And one of the things, a phrase that we weren't really talking about a year ago was the idea of essential. But then, you know, come March and April, a group of retailers were determined to be essential, and a group of retailers, you know, by default were left as non-essential. And that's actually something that we're finding a lot of our clients are reassessing and what makes them essential.
Exactly.
To their customers, you know, to their employees, to their shareholders, and really to the communities that they serve. You know, a big theme we have this year is to talk to retailers about finding their essential.
Mm, yeah. No, I remember, Carl, wasn't that long ago that you wanted to be a sustaining asset now. But now, you're right, essential is the word of the day, the word of the year, possibly. More and more retail operations are moving to that, to that objective.
Yeah, they really are. It's a reaction to, you know, how consumers have changed their behavior over the last 9 months. And really trying to place some bets on which of those behaviors will stick, you know, which behaviors are going to revert back to the way they were in, you know, the before times, you know, and what will evolve further. And I think we think that 2021 is probably going to be the most dynamic year that we've seen in retail for quite a while. You know, we think we're on this, what we call the path to the next normal. But we're still not exactly sure how quickly we're going to proceed on that path. And what we've seen is that different consumers in different parts of the country and different retailers and brands are proceeding at a very different pace. So that level, the need for agility is much more important this year than it was, you know, in years past. And we think agility has to be just as important as efficiency for most of the retailers out there.
A combination of agility and speed, I would think. How is technology playing into this?
So technology plays in, you know, all over the place. You know, it's something you can't really think about, you know, shopping now without technology. You know, whether you're, you know, just something as simple as checking out at the grocery store. You know, if you think about, if you think about that process, you've got a cashier who scans your item. There's technology there. The price pops up on a screen. Your total is tabulated as you go along. You know, whatever points or discounts you get, those are calculated automatically. Your credit card payment is authorized in a matter of seconds. You know, and it's right 99.5% of the time. You know, imagine how long all of that process would take place if there weren't technology, and frankly, how many mistakes would be made.
Exactly.
You know, so I think there's technology in every step. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different technologies in, you know, what I refer to as the great dance of how to get the right products in the right quantity, you know, to the right location at the right time at the right price, you know, when consumers need them. That tends to involve, you mentioned supply chains, you know, that tends to involve supply chains that sometimes span all the way around the world, and moving goods around and producing them so they're ready exactly when consumers need, takes a whole bunch of technology of a lot of different types. But that's good for companies such as IBM that, you know, works at the intersection of business and technology.
Exactly. Well, and this is exciting. I mean, for retailers and consumers, I mean, like you say, this is a dance with technology, and both are realizing some new convenience and, of course, some things that have had to happen because of COVID-19.
Yeah, exactly. And helping consumers do things easier and faster and with more accuracy and consistency, you know, is one of those uses of technology. you know, what we also, and I think that's pretty common. I think everyone starts to understand that. Mm-hmm. Some of the things that we find pretty interesting is, you know, when technology, I'll use the phrase, it kind of opens up the aperture of what's possible and allows you to make connections that are not intuitive. We did work a couple of years ago for a major coffee company, and we were helping them determine when they should promote hot coffee versus iced coffee. You know, it's easy to do winter and summer,
right,
but what do you do when it's in the fall and the spring and the weather's in flux?
Right.
So we looked at patterns in the weather data. IBM owns the weather company, by the way,
yes,
so we have a lot of weather data. And we found that, you know, it tends to range between about 65 to 70 degrees when people start to switch. But 65 to 70 degrees has a big difference depending on if you're in the south or the north, and depending on what the weather is starting from and going to. So, you know, trying to replicate that across thousands of locations is something that, you know, again, requires a lot of complexity. And helping our client do that, you know, help them to know which products to promote so consumers would have what they wanted, you know, and they did more business at the same time.
Exactly. And everything stayed fresh, which is good. Carl Heller leads IBM's Consumer Industry Center of Competency, where he works with retailers and consumer goods companies worldwide to digitally reinvent their business and operationalize the use of advanced capabilities across their enterprise. Carl, we've got about a minute left here. What do we have to look forward to, you know, our listeners and consumers, you know, in terms of the future of shopping?
Gosh, I'll tell you three quick things. One, continued shift toward digital, both online shopping, and I don't mean just on a site. This could be on social media. This could be through Alexa or virtual reality, as well as digital in stores. Second, more ways to buy goods and more ways to receive goods, thinking about things like subscriptions or auto replenishment or maybe even not owning products at all but getting those things as a service. And third, more and better personalization, personalized products, marketing, promotions, et cetera, and a shift away from just trying to get you to buy right now to a longer-term approach around building a lasting relationship with you as a customer.
Well, we got to leave it there. Where can they go for more information?
IBM.com/retail.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You're listening to The Bill Martinez Show.
All you need is love. All you need is love. All you need is love.
You know, think about it. Gosh, I'll tell you, it just reminds me of the conversation we had with Jeff Kemp yesterday, right? The former NFL quarterback and ministry leader. He shared a story with us about a situation happened in Chicago where there was so much contention going on and people were at each other's throats. And you may find yourself, in this current environment, being in those less than appropriate situations or very challenging situations. And usually what happens with most reasonable people, they come away from that and go, oh, God, what could I have done? What could I have said to avoid it? I find myself, in need to apologize. And there was maybe a lost opportunity to bring some peace in the situation. And what Jeff shared with us, and I'll tell you, I am going to do my best. I really am going to do my best to bring this into play. As he said that this gentleman, this other ministry leader, stepped up in the heat of this, putting himself right in the middle of this conflict. And he says, hey, what is the most loving thing we can do right now? What's the most loving thing we can say right now in the midst of all this anger and bitterness? And it was amazing what that question did and how it calmed the crowd. There's just something magical about love and truth. Wouldn't you agree, Paul Essay?
I would totally agree. I think that that's sometimes something we lose sight of, honestly, is that when you talk about trying to deal with other people, to even convince other people, love speaks so much more boldly than hate or anger does. It's the only way you can really convince somebody or persuade somebody that what you're saying is the right thing to do.
Well, it's not even, to me, Paul, it's not even so much that as that, you know what, I want you to be your best. You know, we can have a discussion about whatever it is, but we can't have it when we're angry and we're emoting, because when you're too busy and inflamed, it's like a... It's like a restriction. It's like an infection that has come into the body, and you have an agent that comes in and restricts everything. It doesn't open up the channels for conversation and respect toward your fellow man. It does become about more about being served than serving, and it's counter-opposing, because at the end of the day, I mean, I believe God brings us in interaction with people, you know, for the good, not for bad. Although probably in the moment when the heat's up, you wonder, you go, oh, my gosh, how do I make good out of this impossible emotional situation I've got drug into?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. It when you are talking about it, it just opens doors. And I think oftentimes when you're dealing with somebody in anger, it closes them, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that you're absolutely right.
Well, boy, I'll tell you, it's something that we need to bring into practice. And we have walked away from that a little bit, so our swords may be a little dull. And when I'm talking about a sword, I'm not talking about a sword to beat somebody or cut them open. I'm just talking about in terms of the words that we use that can elevate and can bring peace into a situation. And here it is. I mean, we've gone through a very rough patch where the country at large, I mean, even evangelicals within the church is like, whoa, wait a minute, where's the love of Jesus here? Of all places that we should be the ones, because when you think about the level of anger and bitterness that's been flying around, this is why I got to tell you, I've had to turn off the TV and just turn my back on the political rhetoric. It is so divisive and so mean-spirited. You don't feel any increase in knowledge or appreciation when you bathe in that stuff. I mean, it's almost like you need a new bath. Let's get let's get this off of us. That's why, you know, I've challenged our audience and said, look, this is a season for us to re-embrace first principles. You know, first principles of our faith. You know, here we are going into the Lenten season. Today is Ash Wednesday, and we're going into the Lenten season, and this is a time for us to ready our hearts, you know, for the whole, you know, culmination of our faith and what it's about. You know, it is the redemption of God's creation back to himself in what's going to be coming, you know, through this Lenten process, culminated with Easter Sunday. Well, first of all, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and his resurrection.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't have said it better. I think those are just some very powerful thoughts. And you know, kind of in the world that I live in, the world of movies, you can see oftentimes we retreat into the world of movies to get away from some of the divisiveness.
Exactly.
But it does seem that sometimes those movies themselves can become a little bit divisive and you know, there's a lot of injustice in the world, obviously, and it's right to be angry over those injustices, but sometimes you just need to ease back and to really think about the love, the serving that you can do to other people, and it can really, really disarm people as we go through that.
Well, Paul, this is why God says pursue peace, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because without peace, we don't have balance, and this is what's happening right now, and not that you know, maybe, I mean, if it's God's will and he has sanctified you to be the answer and the voice for peace for all, but at least go be peaceful with yourself and be an example of that of God's word, you know, to others, that others would come to you and say, Paul, I don't know what you got, but I want it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just so key when you're dealing with other people.
Well, you know, we jumped into this conversation, and let me properly introduce Paul. Paul's been on, he pinch hits from time to time for Adam Holtz, and I always appreciate his mind and his contribution to PluggedIn.com. He's a senior associate editor for Focus on the Family's PluggedIn.com, and so whenever we get him on the show, we want to take full advantage of him, so I hope that's okay, Paul. Hey, let's talk about a couple of movies here, speaking of which. How about Minari?
You know, it really fits in with our conversation, to be honest with you. Minari is honestly maybe one of my favorite movies of the year.
Really? Wow. That's good.
It is a beautiful movie.
With all the subtitles. Yes.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's actually a movie set in the United States, but it centers on a Korean family that just moved from San Francisco. They moved to this farm in Arkansas, and the father in the family really wants to become a farmer.
Mm.
He is really wanting to get away from the jobs that they held in San Francisco to live off the land.
Mm-hmm.
His wife is a little bit uneasy about that. Actually, I should say a lot uneasy about
mm-hmm.
it. She sees where he sees this rich land to farm. She sees just this place out in the boonies
mm-hmm.
where there's no one who speaks their language. There's no one to talk with. And their son is seriously ill. He has a serious heart ailment. And so you have that tension between mom and dad to begin with. And then when mom asks to bring, she brings over her own mother from Korea. And that brings in a whole different dynamic into this family environment. The movie...
Some tension and comedy all at the same time. It's precious, yeah.
Absolutely. The grandma is just a hoot. She comes over. She doesn't speak very much English. She loves professional wrestling. She loves to gamble. She teaches her grandkids how to gamble.
Yeah.
She is not what the little kid David would say is an ideal grandma.
He says you're not a real grandma.
That's exactly right. And then she pretends that she didn't hear part of that, and she says,
yeah.
"Oh, you like grandma? Thank
yeah.
you."
Yes.
It shows this wonderful dynamic between these family members, and it turns into this very beautiful, affirming story about what it means to be a family, to make sacrifices for each other, to show humility as you're going through a new process that you don't fully understand. It has some interesting Christian content as well. The family is Christian. The father brings in this charismatic Christian to help with his farm. It's really the most positive portrayal of a sharply charismatic Christian that you're going to see on film, actually.
Mm. Yes.
And it feels like, just compared to some of the other films out there, it feels like a warm blanket.
Yeah.
As you go through the story, it's really, it's beautiful.
Well, like you say, you can't help but be comforted by the openness of it. I mean, you have a spirit praying character in the movie, and it's quite refreshing because of how things have been canceled and controlled when it comes to things that come down the big screen for us. So Minari, a movie you should look forward to that will help you bring new and fresh definition to family and what it's all about, the trials, the tribulations, and the blessings. About 45 seconds left, The Map of Tiny Perfect Things. What do you have to say about that, Paul?
It is a romantic comedy set in Groundhog Day. It's an interesting. It's a very interesting movie that is deeper than you would imagine for sort of this romantic comedy.
Even more complex than 50 First Dates, huh?
Even more than that.
Well, good fun. Well, PluggedIn.com, that's where you want to go to be in the flow of the know. Paul and the team are working hard, whether it has to do with movies, anything entertainment, anything that, hey, mom and dad, that you want to know about what your kids are being exposed to or potentially what they'd be exposed to so you can guide them accordingly. Hey, Paul, blessings to everybody over there, please. Appreciate it. You take care. God bless.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Cancer.